RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, once again, thanks to the award-winning Cowboy Bob. I don't know how many awards he's actually winning, but that's what they tell me to say. Kind of probably more awards than the Dallas Cowboys actually win, or at least over the last 30 years. You think we have futility? Well, we'll see. So Nicky Javala of The Athletic wrote about Quan Martin and about the Commanders needing a recalibration. And, or actually, that they don't need a recalibration. They need a strip down to get back to the basics. And she led her column with what we found out yesterday after the show, which was that Dan Quinn admitted, hey man, he screwed up so bad, Quan Martin did, on the Kevontae Turbin deep shot, that we benched him, okay? Which is rare for Dan Quinn to be that blunt and honest, quite honestly. He's just not a guy that sells his players down the river, okay? But it was pretty easy to say. He played 27 defensive snaps. 27, which was roughly 30% of the Washington 9,000 snaps that they had to play in a game. It was his lowest number in a couple of years. He said, quote, there had been a big mistake in the game regarding coverage, and so there were consequences to that. He said, I'd also like to say I love Quan and I believe in him, and that's not so unusual. When a difficult play happens that you change, and they have to come stand on the sideline for a moment. The problem is, this isn't just a play. This isn't just a mistake. This isn't just a moment. This is a huge regression for Quan Martin, who we had on the show earlier this year, and he was already in the crosshairs. He was already in the crosshairs. And I would say this, they were 2-1 at the time, but it was pretty obvious to anyone that was watching that Quan Martin was off to a bad start. Now, what we didn't know was, would it continue? And it did, and it got worse. Temporarily, he was okay in that Chargers game, made a big play, but come on. It has been a major, major, major step back. Not one game, one play, one moment, one situation, all year. And everyone knows that. Now, Nicky pointed out Frankie Louvu was also offsides on that play, and he struggled throughout the year. I mentioned last week, as of last week, he led the Commanders in missed tackles, according to PFF. Back to Martin for a second, according to Pro Football Focus, and Nicky points this out, he's given up 453 receiving yards in coverage. That's the fourth most amongst qualified safeties and almost twice as many as he gave up last year, which was 253, according to, again, Pro Football Focus. Back to Louvu for a second. She points out three forced fumbles this year, tied for third most among qualified linebackers, according to Pro Football Focus. But as he's had to kind of change his role a little bit, as they've lost defensive ends and pass rushers, and edge guys, his missed tackle rate of 20.2% leads all qualifying linebackers. I told you he had missed like 17 or been charged with 17 missed tackles last week. That was before the Christmas Day game. And that was the most on a team that is a missed tackle machine outside of Bobby Wagner, right? And, of course, he's had all the fines, and he had the initial suspension, and he got away from that, and so on and so forth, and he just hasn't been the impact player that he's had or that he was thought to be after year one and throughout year one. And then there's the Mikey Sanrastil situation, right? And Nicky writes about this. And again, we've talked about all of these guys throughout the year. Four interceptions, good. Better on the outside than the inside, good. But still limitations on the outside, which is part of the reason why they don't want to play him on the outside. 10 touchdowns against his pass coverage, the most of any cornerback in the NFL. Again, according to PFF. Now, you can dispute PFF all you want, okay? But most people that I know of do not dispute their charting. They dispute their grading. They do not dispute their charging. Okay. Now some players or their charting, some players will and say, well, they don't know the assignment, but da, 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 da. It doesn't make any sense what they, all of that is, could be true, whatever. But what Nicky's point overall is something that we have talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end on this show. And that is, again, it is not play calling. It is not scheme. It is not coverage. It is not zone versus man. It is not any of that nonsense. It's not even injuries. It's two major things. Guys that they were counting on to take a significant step forward, or at least a moderate step forward. Quan Martin, Frankie Louvu, and Mikey Sanrastil have all stunk largely this year. Have all stunk. And guys, critical guys, like Dorrance Armstrong, yes, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and others have been injured. And there are other problems. And some of that is why they've regressed, i.e. Louvu's missed tackle rate, Quan Martin's missed tackle rate. That's why this team on defense has stunk. It's not anything that anybody hasn't seen. We've been seeing this all year. All year. And that's why I fight so hard against everyone blaming Joe Witt or everyone crediting Dan Quinn. It's players. Players have failed. Players that they were counting on to take steps forward. Players who showed last year, hey man, we can play at this level and we can play good at this level. All three of those guys, Sanrastil, Louvu, and Quan Martin, have regressed. And that's just the defense. Just the defense. All right, more from Nicky. And I want to get into something Ben Standig wrote on his Substack as well. Plus, all things AMAC. And we'll try and get back to you on the phones at 301-230-0980 as we approach hour number three. Final hour of power in the 2025 on-air calendar. That's right. We'll be off tomorrow and Thursday. Back with you on Friday at 1 o'clock. But stay with us for a final hour on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.